There's been so much on the word, what it means to afflict on the day of Yom Kippur, when Yahuwah said that we must afflict our bodies. And without going into a lot of detail, it does not only mean to fast. In other words, if you just only fast and then there's no life change afterwards, there's no point of the fast, and there's no point of afflicting yourself. And as Rivka brought up to me just a few minutes ago, that the same word that they would be, the Israelites would be afflicted in Egypt for 400 years. They would be under a heavy load and a heavy burden, because to be afflicted is the only time in our life that we're ever going to learn anything, that we're ever going to advance in our walk. And that is why he said to put yourselves in a position to be afflicted. And what's exciting is I was preparing to look the word up again. I had done a article on Yom Kippur a few years ago when I was in Israel, and it was on Yom Kippur, and it was about, it's more than just a fast, and it really is, because the focus is that you take your focus off of meeting your fleshly desires of food. It doesn't mean that you have to stop eating, but you don't allow that to dominate. You don't allow the energies that you take in food, in preparing the food, in enjoying it, and all of those things that come with providing for our flesh. You don't necessarily put all that into that. And you take that energy and you put it towards humbling yourself before, under the mighty hand of Elohim, and to ask Him and to seek Him of those things that keep you from Him, those things in your life and the areas that you have that truly need to be afflicted. And so it's, you know, if sometimes, you know, I wake up with headaches, and or if I don't eat, I get, my mind gets very foggy in my head, and I can't even think about what I'm even asking Father. So just for the sake of saying a bunch of canned prayers and fasting from food, but then, you know, the next day, hey, I've done my Yom Kippur duty, and now it's back to life as usual. No, that defeats the entire purpose. So you might as well just have gone out and had a 3-course meal. But what came to me, and I know that the Jewish people, the Orthodox, they read the Book of Jonah for Yom Kippur, and this is what's exciting to me. This is a very fresh revelation that just came, because I said, I need to look at the word afflict once again. I need to look at that. And I went to Leviticus 23, got the verse that talks about afflicting your souls. And the word actually is anah, A-N-A-H. And I was going to look this word up in the Halot, which is a very fine Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon of the Old Testament. And what I noticed was there, the parsing information of that verb to afflict is from the piel, P-I-E-L, and that is a action, an intensive action. In other words, it is a, you are intending to do this. And it is also intensive. And then it's also the perfect form of the verb. In other words, it's an action that's already basically being completed. Let me go back and look at that. the parsing is, okay, the perfect. Basically, it's in reference to time as one just completed from the standpoint of the present. And that's going to be important to remember what I'm fixing to share with Jonah when he jumped into the sea. Because when he did that, it was a completed action. So I'm actually looking up right now. I'm going through the lexicon. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, there it is. To oppress. Basically, the P-L, P-I-E-L, is an intended, you intentionally do this to oppress yourself. And it goes on, and it talks about Psalm 88:8, where it talks about your breakers have gone over me. And in some versions, it talks about the waves, the ocean waves. You're just completely swamped, and you're inundated, and you are oppressed, and you are consumed. Your strength is consumed. This is what he's asking us to do. As I went to Jonah, because I remember Jonah saying that in the belly of the well, okay? He actually says in verse 3 of chapter 2, "For you threw me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your breakers and your waves passed over me." What happened? The storm came up because Jonah was running from Father. Not only was Jonah being jeopardized because of the storm, but the entire ship and all of the cargo, also the most precious cargo was the people that were on board that were taking Jonah. And finally, in verse after the men came to him, and they said, "We know why this is going on." So basically what Jonah said was in chapter 1, verse 12, he says, "And he said to them, take me and throw me into the sea, so that the sea becomes calm for you, for I know that this great storm is because of me. And then Jonah, and they took him and they threw him into the sea. Jonah swallowed up by this well, or this great fish. And he goes and he's down, he's 3 days and three nights, he's down there in the belly of the well, and he is crying out to Father. This is what came to me. This is exactly what the word to afflict means. To afflict yourself is to voluntarily jump into the sea and to admit, I caused this storm. It is me. You throw me into the sea, Father, so that I can learn by sitting in the bottom of the belly of a well, that I can actually sit here and learn and cry out to you." And I'll just read it, what he says. "Jonah prayed to Yahuwah, his Elohim, from the stomach of the fish. And he said, I called to Yahuwah because of my distress. And he answered me. From the stomach of Sheol I cried, and you heard my voice. For you threw me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the floods surrounded me. All your breakers and your waves passed over me. So I said, I have been driven away from your eyes. Would I ever look again toward your set-apart temple? Waters encompassed me unto life. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the base of the mountains. The earth with its bars were behind me forever. But you brought up my life from the pit, O Yahuwah, my Elohim. When my life fainted within me, I remembered Yahuwah. And my prayer went up to you and to your set-apart temple. Those observing false worthlessnesses, basically false imagination or vanities, forsake their own loving commitment. But I slaughter to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I pay what I have vowed. Deliverance is of Yahuwah. Then Yahuwah spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah on the dry land. To afflict your body at the day of Yom Kippur is to voluntarily jump into this ocean and allow yourself to come to a point where you confess that deliverance is of Yahuwah and not of my own hand. And to confess and to realize and come to grips with ourselves that we, no matter what it is, that we have come and we have confessed the fact that we have ran from Father. We have ran from Him. And that basically is what the Day of Yom Kippur is about. And what is exciting is just as it was with Jonah in the 3 days and three nights, so Messiah would be in the belly of the earth and in the very core, in the depths of Sheol. And that is what is exciting, that Messiah himself humbled and he afflicted his body. Messiah jumped from this dimension of time into the dimension of Sheol. Messiah jumped into the ocean himself because he was a lamb that he opened not his mouth, and he remained humble through all of his afflictions. And in his finality, he jumped, but then Father vomited him out from the depths of the earth into the great resurrection and brought him forth. And that to me is the core, and the theme is the deliverance and the redemption of the body from what has held you in prison. And this is the Day of Atonement, and this is why we must spend our time in those 3 days and those three nights in the belly of the earth, in the belly of the whale, that we must confess and come to grips of what we have done. And afflicting is only the beginning of it, because the action of it is an intentional action that we jump off into the ocean and allow his Father's waves to engulf us. And what that is allowing his Spirit and his presence to convict our lives, to convict the things that are within us, so that we can confess those things. Because without his, it's like his overwhelmingness overcomes our own strength, to where we are so beat down and we are so browbeaten that we come to realize, man, it's not by our own strength, that he is Elohim and we are not. He is bigger than us. We are just a little guy inside of a massive fish who is also swimming in a massive ocean. And we are very significant. And it's not a time we're not put ourselves down as we're measly nothings. No. But we have to come to a point, and it's by volunteer action that we jump off of this ship into the ocean. And we put ourselves in a position to where we can actually think and examine ourselves. And this is the core of Yom Kippur. And I just wanted to share that with you because it ties in so much. And ties in perfectly with what Messiah did and how he became our example of afflicting ourselves and putting ourselves in that position. So I just wanted to leave that with you on this Day of Atonement, on this today, on Yom Kippur. Shalom. I also want to add one last thought that came to me, because it's so important, because it's really the finality, that when Messiah jumped off and to afflict himself, when he jumped off into the ocean and landed in the belly of the earth, when he died, that when he did that, and when he rose again, and he was vomited back out again, it was the people that he took with him, the resurrection, the first fruits, and the people that were saved. This directly, when we, as Jonah, when he was thrown and he finally came to the point that and admitted the fact that he was the one that was causing the storm, and he told the men, if you will be saved, if you are to be saved, you must throw me basically into the ocean. Cast me into the ocean. And when he did that, it says that they took Jonah and they threw him into the sea, and the sea stopped raging. And the men feared Yahuwah exceedingly. And they slaughtered a slaughter unto Yahuwah and made vows. And basically the men were saved. And that is the idea, is from our affliction, not only do we save ourselves, but we have the ability to save others, to go and rescue them, and to save those which are, to strengthen those which are about to die, it says in Revelation. So salvation comes and is the fruit of affliction. Salvation and redemption is the fruit of affliction. And if we do not afflict ourselves and put ourselves in a position of examination and allow the seaweed to wrap around our heads and to smell like a fish and to put ourselves in a position of utter humiliation, which is the very meaning of affliction, to speak and not utter a word against Father, against those that would come and torment us and afflict us and cause harm to us, because Messiah opened not his mouth. But the only thing that he cried out was for them to forgive them. And he cried out, please don't forsake me, my Father. Why have you forsaken me? It's what Jonah cried out from the very depths. It is something so powerful that we allow ourselves to be afflicted. We can be used not only for our own salvation and redemption, but also to be put in a position and as a vessel to be used to save others that are traveling in the same direction as us on the same ship. So I wanted to just leave that with you. Shalom, shalom, joy. And blessings to you this day. There's one more thing that I wanted to bring up on the verb anal, meaning to afflict. The PIEL version, P-I-E-L version of that verb means to humble, to mishandle, to afflict, to weaken oneself, to oppress. But it also means to treat harshly and to mistreat. And in the case of Noah, as far as his own life and his own body, his own physical body, that was the ultimate act, was to throw himself for the sake of another being into the ocean, to allow himself to be thrown. That is the extreme act of, quote, mistreating yourself. But this is what I find fascinating, is in the Holot, the Aramaic and Hebrew lexicon, when I looked up the word anah and the PL version of that verb, the usage of that verb, to afflict, it actually means to oppress. But it also confirms everything that I have just got done speaking about, because I had not looked up this verb until now. And it actually means to oppress. The word afflict means to oppress and to cause someone to feel dependent. And when we oppress our own selves, that means the idea of, when he says in Leviticus to afflict our beings, the idea is to do whatever it takes to ourselves so that we will feel dependent upon Father again. And I think that I'm just sitting here. I'm completely blown away at that, because it is the capstone of the entire realm of salvation, and the capstone, Yom Kippur, is the capstone of salvation, because it is the day of redemption. That's why up until we are actually resurrected, which I believe that is the actual meaning of the day of Yom Kippur, it is our final, it's the finality of the judgments. It began on Yom Teruah with a call, the wake up call for the shouting and the trumpets being blown. It's also a day of judgment, but it's the beginning of the judgments. Yom Kippur is the ending of it all. And the ending of it all is to finally recognize that we are and must remain dependent upon Father, because it was our own independence that God has booted out from the garden. And salvation comes when we no longer depend upon ourselves. So Father, in His mercy, He says, you afflict yourself and you find out everything in your life that's causing you not to be dependent upon me. This is truly, in my heart and my belief, the meaning of the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, the Day of Covering.